Today's daf is Erechin daf Tesvav, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, the Mishnah. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shleima for Shlomo ben Sar Aliza. So yesterday we began the third parak of Masechtas Erechin, which begins with a halacha in Hilchas Erechin, and that is Yeish be'Erechin lahakol ulahachmer, which is really less a halacha, more an observation. So what's Erechin? If someone takes upon himself a neder, he is going to give Hekdesh the value of a particular person. If he uses the word Erechin, then we say, then rather than determining how much that person is really worth, we have a set price that the Torah gives, which varies based on age and gender, and depending on who this person, who the Nerach is, that will determine how much the person making the neder, the marich, will be obligated to pay. And the Mishnah said that if you think about it, there's a kula and there's a chumra. Because it's possible that the person whom the marich took upon himself to pay his value is worth more than what the Torah stipulates this person is obligated to pay. It could be he's worth less than what the Torah stipulated this person is obligated to pay. So really, depending on what the person's real value is relative to the Erech, it could be in the Erech in there's a Kula, it could be there's a Chumrah. And to continue with the theme of the beginning of Masechtas Erechin, the Mishnah digress. And the Mishnah mentioned other areas of the Torah where the Torah states a Halacha, which if you think about it, it involves Kula and it involves Chumrah. The second one, which the Gemara already discussed in great detail, is the halacha of stei achuzah. If somebody's makdish a stei achuzah, dafka stei achuzah, the halacha is that if he wants to be poided, he can, and he redeems it not based on the real value of what he was makdish, which is the way pidyon ordinarily works, but rather there's a set formula that he's supposed to use. The formula is, for every zera chomes ha'irim, he's supposed to pay 50 shekel kasef, regardless. Continuing on this theme, the theme of digression, the theme of formulas or fixed prices that the Torah mentions, which involve kulas and chumras, the Mishnah continues and says, "Bishar hamuid shehei meses ha'eved lahakil ulahachmer." So this is Bava Kama 101. The halacha is that if somebody has a shar hamuid, and it kills tzimdritin mu, eved kenani. So the halacha is that he has to pay a knas. The owner of the shar does, and the knas that he has to pay is 30 shekel. Says the Mishnah that really involves a kula and a chumra. A kula. Because it doesn't really matter if the slave was the Nosheb Avadim, in which case it was probably worth more than 30 shekel, or if it's the Karsheb Avadim, in which case it's probably worth less than 30 shekel. Either way, the halach is you pay 30 shekel. So again, this is an example where you have an amount that involves kula or chumra. Hemes ben chayr. What happens if somebody has a shor hamuad and it killed not an eved, but rather it killed a ben chayr? So the halach is noisin shavya. In that case, you have to pay its worth, which Rashi says pasha means the worth of the person that was killed. This is what's known as koifer. Again, Bava Kama 101, makistaf beis omid beis. The halach is that if somebody kills a person, you have to pay koifer. Machlek is in the Gemara, whether koifer is the main mazik or the main nizik. This Mishnah, the way Rashi explains it, it seems to be a stam Mishnah that says that you have to pay main nizik. And again, that's different than an Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani, there's a fixed amount. You're supposed to pay a knas. What's the knas? 30 shekel. If the shor would kill a person, so then the halacha would be you have to pay its full value. Chaval bazeh ubazeh. What if the shor didn't kill anybody? It didn't kill an Eved Kenani. It didn't kill a ben chayrim, but rather it was chayvel. So there the halach is, noisin nezek sholem. In that case, you would have to pay nezek sholem. So we're discussing over here, number one, not a shor shenaga chasapara, right? The whole spirit of the Mishnah is not where somebody has a shor and the shor shtois the para or another shor. There this halach is of tam and muid, of chatzin nezek sholem. But that's not what we're discussing. We're discussing something else. We're discussing a shor who's damaging or killing a human being. And there the halacha is that if it kills an Eved Kenani, 30 shekel. That's a kenas. If it kills a human being, then the halacha is koifer, only where it's a muad, incidentally. If it was chayvel, so then the halacha is you pay nezek shalom. This whole Mishnah was prefaced by the words b'shor hamuad. So it sounds like every halacha in this Mishnah is only negei shor hamuad. It's not negei shor tam. It would come out l'chura that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. And just like yesterday we mentioned, Leimah Masis and like Rabbi Meir is always newsworthy. Leimah Masis and like Rabbi Akiva is also newsworthy because that Mishnah is Rameir, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was called Rabbi Akiva Stimta. Migil Dapes, many places in Shas. And one of the reasons is because Rabbi Akiva's is Stam Mishnah. Because even though Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Meir's Stam Mishnah were teachings that he had heard from Rabbi Akiva. So if you have a Stam Mishnah, the late Rabbi Akiva, it's worth mentioning. So it says the Gemara, Leib Mas Nisin, the late Rabbi Akiva, Tamar, Lunt, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Af Tam Shechava Ba'od, Mashalim B'Moisin, Nezach Shalim. Although there's a halach of a Shar Tam and a Shar Mu'id, Rabbi Akiva's sheet is that that's only a Shar Shanaga Chesapara. That's only a Shar that Shlois is another Shar. But if a Shar is Chayvel, it's Nagach, a person, there's no halacha of Shar Tam. Even a Tam is going to pay Nezek Shalim. What did the Mishnah say? B'shar Hamu'id, and then it said a whole bunch of halachas. One of the halachas was that if it's Chava Bazeh Bazeh, Nois and Nezek Shalim, it sounds like it would be a Shar Tam, it would only pay Chazi Nezek, like a Shar Tam always pays. That's not Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the only time you pay Chazi Nezek if it's a Shar Shanagach Zapar. Not if it's a Shar Shanagach Zapar. The Gemara says, Filo Tam Rabbi Akiva, and who had in that Filo Tam Nami? Really, the Mishnah could have said even Tam. I did the Kabbalah, the Misni Seifa, Hamas Evid, Hamas Ben Chayr, and the Bemud, the Mishkachas of Batam, the Mishkachas of Pinet, the Mishnah wanted to mention the Seifa. That says, Evet Shemes has ben Chayrin, with halachas you have to pay 30 shekel, and that everybody agrees, even Rabbi Akiva. That's only if it's a Shor Hamu'id. Additionally, we wanted to say the halach of Kaifer, and the only time you pay Kaifer Shalem is if it's a Mu'id. What if the Shor Tam kills a person, you pay Chatzi Kaifer? So the only time you pay Kaifer Shalem again is if it's a Mu'id. Mishamachi Tani Mu'id. Therefore, we mentioned Mu'id with regards to all the halachas of the Mishnah, even though it's true that the halach of Chaval Bezeh, Bezeh, Noisim Nezek Shalem, according to Rabbi Akiva, is not true only for a Shor Hamu'id. It's true even for a Shor Tam. So the Mishnah said three halachas. Two of the three are only nogeya, a Shor Hamu'id. The third one's true even for a Shor Tam. So the Mishnah spoke a little loosely and said, b'Shor Hamu'id, regarding all three halachas, even though it's true. Shor Hamu'id's really only nogeya, two out of the three halachas, because the third one is true not only for a Shor Hamu'id, it's true for a Shor Tam also. In Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, incidentally, right, there's one ha'ara. So the Gemara said that the reason the Mishnah mentioned Shor Hamu'id is because the Seifa has to be Shor Hamu'id. I did the Kabbalah, the Misni Seifa. What's the Seifa? Hamas Eved Ben Chayr, or Hamas Ben Chayr. Is that the Seifa? That's the Resha, right? Read the Mishnah. Shor Hamu'id, Shehemes Esau Eved, Keitzad Echad Shehemes Sanah Shebavadim, or if it killed a Ben Chayrin, the Seifa is the case where it was Chaval Bezeh or Bezeh. So really, it's not Aidi Deboi Lemisni Seifa, it's Aidi Deboi Lemisni Resha. Pasha, how do you even read the Gemara? So you have to say that it doesn't mean the Seifa as in the latter case. What it means is, what's that?
Seifa.
Yeah, but I think we're discussing. I hear. But I think Pasha, whatever. Either way, Zokta Mishnah Vayter, it's a very valid R. The Oynes, Ube Mefata, Lahokalu Lahachmer. Another case where you find Kulas and Chumris is regarding the Knas of Oynes and Mefata. Someone's Ma'anis a Naira. Or if someone's Mefata a Naira, the Torah says you have to pay 50 Shekel HaKoydish. Says the Gemara, Ketzad. What's an example of Oynes and Mefata being a Kula? And Oynes and Mefata being a Chumra. Echad she'anas apitas g'doylo. If someone was ma'anis or mefata, the g'doylo shabbat kuhuna, very chash of a woman. Vechazak k'tano shabbat Yisrael, or a not such chash of a woman. The halach is noisen chamishim slot. The halach is you have to pay 50 slot. Meaning it doesn't matter if technically this woman was so chashiv where you should have to pay more, or if this woman was not so chashiv where you should have to pay less. It's a fixed amount. In addition to the 50 shekel that you have to pay, you also have to pay boishes and pgam. You have to pay for the busha that you caused this woman. You also have to pay for pgam, any devaluing that happened to this woman. Why would she be worth less? Maybe as a slave, a basula is worth less than a ba'ula. But regardless, when it comes to that, that's outside of the 50 shekel, that you have to pay hakol lefi hamevayish v'hamesbayish. So the Mishnah says that there's a set amount from Oynes u'Mefata, 50 shekel, that doesn't take into consideration g'doy l'shebe kohuna, k'tana shebe Yisrael. That's l'kula u'l'chumra. But in addition to that, you also have to pay boishes u'b'kam. Zok to Gemara, my eima chamishim salam amarachman v'kol mili. How do you know that in addition to the 50 shekel, you also have to pay for boishes u'b'kam? Maybe everything is included. Maybe it's a price that it takes everything into consideration. Zok to Gemara, amar Rab Ze'ira said, it can't be. You know why? In Svar, it doesn't make sense. Yoimru ba bas malachim chamishim, ba baset yoytes chamishim. How could it be? If someone's boil a bas malachim, Shvachim. You pay 50, and if someone's boil a basid yoitis, you pay 50. It can't be that it's the same amount. Now, that svara goes against the spirit of everything that we're saying. The whole concept of lahakul ulahachmer. But that was Rav Zeira's kasha. Amalei, Abaye told him, Yochi gabi evin nami, right? So say the same thing by an evin. Yoimru evin noikiv margol shloishim, evin noikiv maisa nachash shloishim. So if you have an evin who's a noikiv margolis, he's a schleifer, he's a diamond seicher. So you're going to pay him, what, 30 shekel, and if he's oisa maisa machad, he's a tailor, it's the same thing, it can't be. I mean, one should be worth more than the other. The work that he's doing is more valuable. Rav Zeira said, I hear. I mean to say something else. I'll tell you how I know that the Baal Shem Tov has to be separate of the Chamishim Shekel. Because Ilu Baal Shnayim, what would be if two people would be Baal a woman? The halach is they would both have to pay knas. Now, the truth is, we're going to have to come up with an akimta for that to be the case. Because the only time you pay knas for Indus Mafata is if someone's ma'anis or mafata or besula. If she's not a besula, there's no halacha. Now, if two people will boil, by definition, by the second bila, she's not a besula anymore. But the Gemara says, there's a hechetim. So how's that? Echet shalai kedarka, echet kedarka. If the first person would be boil shalai kedarka, so she's still a besula. The second one was boil kedarka. The halacha is, they would both have to pay the knas. But why should they both pay the same? I understand they should pay the same knas. But in the world of boishes of gam, it should be very different, because yoimru, baal pekum chamishim, baal shleim chamishim. When the second one was boiled, this woman was a pguma already. She was a pguma because of the first bila, even though it was a bila shleika darka, but it made her a pguma. And being that it made her a pguma, so it's not possible. Again, Rav Zeira, similar argument. Different words, but similar argument. He's saying, I don't understand. How can it be the same amount? I mean, one person was boiled much more than the other. Because when the second one was boiled, he was already boiled an isha, that's a pguma. So the pgam that he caused is much less. The first one made her a pguma. The second one was boiled a woman that was already a pguma. It can't be the same thing. Amalei Abaye told him, I'll give you an exact parallel with Evid. Ihachi gabi Evid nami yoimru, Evid bari shloishin, Evid mukashchein shloishin. If somebody kills an Evid, that's a bari. That's not a pguma, right? That's the parallel. You pay 30, and if someone kills an Eved, that's a Mukashchin, that's a Pguma ready. You see, it's the same Shloshim. So just like it's the same Shloshim by Eved, who said it can't be the same? Right, Rav Zeira, for some reason, felt that when it comes to Oynes or Mefata, there has to be, it can't just be 50 shekel. Now, you have to take into consideration who she is, what she a pkuma, what is she not a pkuma. So Abaye said, I hear what you're saying. I hear. It's smart. You can't argue with the logic of what Rav Zeira is saying. And Abaye wasn't really arguing with the logic as much as he was saying that you see this in other parashiyos in the Torah. I mean, you see it by Eved. If someone has a shor, kills an Eved, we don't take into consideration the job of the Eved, what his hourly rate is. We don't take into consideration whether he was a mukashchin or whether he was a bari. Elam Abaye, so what's takad of shad? Abaye said, my cross is takas asheino, michlal de'ika, poishas ubegat. Meaning, how then do you know that this Baishas of Gam? Rav Zeira was arguing, you know this Baishas of Gam. I mean, the Mishnah said this Baishas of Gam. How do you know Rav Zeira was saying that you know it me Svara? Abaye said it can't be me Svara. He proved it can't be me Svara from Evet Kanani. How then do you know it? You know it from the words in the Torah. It says, Tachas Asha'ino. You pay the Knas, Tachas Asha'ino. Michal the Iker Baishas of Gam. You see, Tachas Asha'ino, because of the pain you caused her, you pay the knas. Fight stoys, there's going to be other payments for other things that you did. Rava says, Amar Rava Nasan Isha Shaykhid Ima, and there the Torah mentions the knas, Hana Shchiva Chamishim, the knas is for the Shchiva, Michal the Ikamil Sachriti. You see from there that there's some other payment that you have to make, not for the Shchiva. Umayniu, what's that other thing? Boisha Zubkam, it's going to be the Boisha Zubkam. Incidentally, this whole concept of paying Boisha Zubkam when someone's Ma'anas and Mafata Isha, this is of course in line with Perak HaChayvel. Nezek tzar, ripui, shevas, and boishes. Pgam is nezek, it's the same thing. Pgam means how much this woman was devalued as a result of the maisavia. That's what nezek is, right? Shaman, oisek, kavan, shava. How much this person would be worth to be sold as an eved prior to the hezek, and how much the person is going to be worth now. That's what nezek is. Boishes, of course, is boishes. What about the other payments? Nezek, tzar, ripui, shevas, boishes. So again, this is a sugya, really, in Perikei Lunairis, but these other payments are not chedushim so much in the parasha of Oynes and Mefata. These are two of the five payments that every chayv b'chaveiro is obligated to pay. So again, we mentioned now other examples of where you find lahakul lahachmer. So continue on that theme. Moitzi shemra lahakul lahachmer keitzad. The Mishnah said by moitzi shemra. So lahakul, if someone's moitzi shemra, he has to pay knas. What's the knas? You have to pay meir. What's the case of moitzi shemra? Somebody gets married and he comes into Bezdin and he says Pesach pasuach matzasi, right? Le matzasi le bitcha besulim. He comes and he argues.
And he says that this woman was already a Ba'ula, I think. And in the olden days, there was 12 months between Erisin and Nesu'in. So if he got engaged, so to speak, he was Mekadesh and Isha thinking that she was a Psula. Now he finds out that she's not a Psula anymore. So we have to verify and find out what's going on. So could be she was Mazana. And it could be this nus happened after Erisin, in which case she's a regular Isha Zinso. She's going to be Chayiv Misa. So essentially, when this person walked into Bezdin, what he was doing was literally putting her on the stand and potentially on death row. Potentially to the point where she'd be Chayiv Misa, because we're going to verify what he said and we're going to find out that there was a Znus. That's why she wasn't a Psula. And that this Znus happened during the Yud Beis Chodesh between Erisin and Nesu'in. So we're going to have a... So what happens if we find out that he was lying? The whole thing was a bilbul. So he has to pay a knas. It's a slap on the wrist. That's what happens. He has to pay a knas. What's the knas? For Unshu Oysa, the Yisru Oysa, this is one of the examples of Leiku Mashalim, literally a slap on the wrist. But either way, in the parish of Moitzi Shema, this Kula and Chumra. Okay, so Echosh, I see this Shema, like Dolo Shabakuhuno, Valkhtanish of Yisrael, Noisim Ezela. Right, you would think that the Knas should vary based on who the person, that this person was Moitzi Shema. It doesn't. So it's a Kula and Chumra. It could be the Moitzi Shema Knas of 100 shekel is getting the person off easy. Or it could be Fakir. It's very expensive. Being Moitzi Shema on this woman, why should it even be 100 shekel? Okay, so could be a Kula, it could be a Chumra. And then the Mishnah makes an observation, and this observation is going to take us on a two-day geshmaka digression, the sugis of Lashon Hara. And that is Nimtza, says the Mishnah. You see from here, that Oimer B'thiv, Chamim B'na Oysa Maisa, that if somebody does an Avera using his mouth, it's more Chamer that if somebody does an Avera with a physical act. Where do you see that? Because we just discussed two cases where somebody caused somebody else pain, was Metzair another woman, and both of them beget a knas, and one's knas is double the other person's knas. If someone's ma'anis ha'mefatas a woman, he has to pay a knas. What's the knas? 50 shekel. If someone's only moitzi shemra, you have to pay a knas of 100 shekel. You would think the ma'anis and the mefatas avera was much worse than the avera of the moitzi shemra. Stating that, it's just the opposite. It's counterintuitive. The moitzi shemra has to pay 100, whereas the ma'anis and the mefata only has to pay 50. Says the Gemara, you know what the pshat is? Because the oimer b'thiv is chomer min oisa maisa. And this is, of course, counterintuitive. Because, for example, the laws of Malchus. Lav she'esh by ma'isa loikinov. Lav she'en by ma'isa ain't loikinov. So, of course, really, you would think that if somebody does an aveira with a physical act, it should be more chomer. Stating that, the Mishnah says, in this case, it's not that way. And then the Mishnah continues and says, v'chei matzinu, sh'lein neschatim zardin alav yisena ba'midbar, ela lashon hara. That for all the aveiras that the Yidden did when they were in the midbar, Hashem was willing to look away. Until when? Until the chet of the Meraglim. After the chet of the Meraglim, of there already, Hashem says, that's it, I'm done. Shenema vayinasu oisi zeh, eser pavim. Right after the chet of the Meraglim, so Hashem says, this is already the 10th time, v'lo yishamu b'koyli. That means the Yidden had done 9 averus up to that point, and Hashem was willing to look away. But the 10th one, that's all. That was over it. That was the Gemar Din. Lo neschatin Gemar Dinon, ala viseinu b'midbar, elo, because of the Chet HaMeraglim. And what was the Chet HaMeraglim, says the Mishnah? Lashon Hara. So what do you see from me? That all the Averis that the Yidden did, up until it came to Lashon Hara, it was fine. Once there was Lashon Hara, that tipped the scale. At that point, there was no looking back. Is nimtza ha'oimri b'thiv, chamor min ha'oisa ma'isa, says the Gemara. A few things. Number one, mimai, how do you know that the reason moitzi shemra is more chamor than ma'anis ha'mefata? Is because one is b'peh, and one is a ma'isa. One is moitzi shemra, one is lashon hara, so to speak. The other one is a ma'isa bi'ah. I mean, someone was ma'anis anisha. It's from the worst things a person can do. But at the same time, it's not lashon hara. It's not as bad as lashon hara, right? That's what the Mishnah is saying. How do you know that's the case? Oh, because moitzi shemra's knas is more than the knas of ma'anis ha'mefata. Maybe the reason the knas is more chamer by moitzi shemra is dilma mishum dekogarim loktala. It's because this person was trying to maybe kill this woman. Because the pasuk says, right? What would happen if we found out that this woman was guilty? She'd be chayv skila. She'd be the naira murasa. And as a result, right, you only might tishem if she's a naira, then she would have done the aver when she was a murasa in order for it to be chayv misa. Thus, she'd be a naira murasa, textbook naira murasa. She'd be chayv skila. So here he wanted to cause her skila. In the case of Manas Mafata, she's not going to be chayv misa. He's torturing her physically, emotionally, psychologically. It's terrible what he's doing. But here he actually wanted to kill her. So maybe because he wanted to kill her, maybe that's where the chaymer is. Amar Rava, Amar Kra. I hear, good point, but at the same time, read the pasuk. It says, V'anchu oisa mea kasef, V'nasnu lavi anai. Taira. Why? Ki hoitzi shem ra'al besulas Yisrael. The Taira gives a reason why you pay the knas. It's not because you wanted to kill her. It's not vasisam lekasha zom mam las yislachim. It's not the hazoma of the moitzi shemra. That's the reason that he has to pay this knas. The knas is ki hoitzi shemra b'tzulas Yisrael. Oh, you see, it's because of the moitzi shemra. Aye, that's the peh. Says the Mishnah, you see from here, nimtza oimer b'fiv, chomer minha oisavachim matzino shalei neschatim gzardin. So the Mishnah said that the same thing you find with regards to the Dara Midbar, that nine averas Hashem looked over, when it came to the tenth avera, so what do you see from there? That Lashon Hara is very chomer. Right, the Gemara, again, an obvious question. Maybe it's not that Lashon Hara is more chomer than the other nine averas that the Yidden did, but rather, Lashon Hara was the tenth. Lashon Hara tipped the scale. Who said that it's be'ichus, qualitatively worse than the other nine? It could be quantitatively. It was a cumulative effect. They did nine. Okay, they were almost there, and then all of a sudden, boom, the whole thing plots. Maybe that's what happened. So, the Gemara, in fact, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu works that way. Hashem works with cumulative effects. Hashem sometimes will wait until the cup fills, proverbially speaking, and it's at that point that Hashem is going to punish. It's true, the Torah says this is the 10th time, but also says the word zeh, al zeh neschatim gzardin, that it was more about this than it was about the other nine. So you see from here, emphasis on zeh, emphasis on the 10th one, and the 10th one was the chet of Lashon Hara. Tanya, Amar Rabbeinu Ben Prat, Boi Rei Kama Godu Kerech Lashon Hara. You see from here, how great is the avera of Lashon Hara. Min Allah, min miraglim, u'ma ha'mitzi shem ra'al etzim avonim kach. The miraglim spoke Lashon Hara. Who did they speak Lashon Hara about? Etzim avonim. They spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. So, madach the miraglim will punish so severely. What was the punishment? Nobody of the Dara Midbar was allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. Shur Benun, Kol Ben Yevuno, Shevet Levi, but there's some exceptions. But that entire Dar died in the Midbar. Why? Because they spoke Lashon Hara. On what? On Eretz Yisrael. Hamoitzi Shemra Al Chaveroi. If someone speaks Lashon Hara Al Chaveroi, Al Achas Kama V'Kama. Incidentally, the Velt asks Akasha, that Rashi says right in the beginning of Parsha Shlach, right? So it's just Parsha Shlach. Missed this by 2 days. But Rashi says in the beginning of Parsha Shlach, the Lama Nismach of Parshas Miriam, the Parshas HaMiraglim, because Miriam spoke Lashon Hara. We'll speak a lot about that tomorrow. And because of Miriam's Lashon Hara, she was punished. And the Miraglim saw what happened, and they didn't learn from what happened to Miriam. So it's because of that, they were punished as well. Is Makshama Olam, why were the Miraglim supposed to have learned from Miriam? Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a person. The Miraglim spoke Lashon Hara on Eitzim Vavonim. And you see from the Gemara that to speak Lashon Hara on Eitzim Vavonim is not as chomer as speaking Lashon Hara on a person. Because the Gemara makes the Kal V'chomer. Ma, ha-moitzi shemra al-Eitzim Vavonim kach, ha-moitzi shemra al-chaveroi. Alachas kama v'kama. So you see, it's more chomer to speak Lashon Hara al chaveroi than it is to speak al eitzim avonim. If that's the case, then what the Miraglim did qualitatively wasn't as chomer as what Miriam did. So make a taste, the Miraglim was supposed to learn from Miriam. Either way, there's many, many terutzim into this kasha. But zok Gemara, another question. Mimai, how do you know that the reason that the Miraglim were punished and the reason that the Dara Midbar was punished was because of the Aver of Lashon Hara? True, there was Lashon Hara. I mean, they spoke Lashon Hara. The Torah says that. They came back and they gave a very, very bad report about Eretz Yisrael. But there were other Averas involved as well. The Pasuk says, Ki Chazak Mimenu. They came back and they said that, you know, this land, they're Chazak Mimenu. Now, Pasha, you learn that Chazak Mimenu means that they're too strong for us. We're not going to be able to defeat them. But Al Tikri Ki Chazak Mimenu. They're not just too strong for us. They're too strong for us. Hashem was able to take us out of Mitzrayim. He was able to split the sea. He was able to inflict 10 makas and the makas by the Yam and all the makas that we talk about that God, the 250 makas. But at the same time, Ki chazaku mimenu. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not going to be able to overcome the might of the Kenanim. Either way, you see that they had stooped to the point of kfira. So how do you know that the reason that all these terrible punishments came about after the Maisa and the Miraglim was related to Lashon Hara. Thus, you see from here the Koyach HaLashon. Maybe it's not related to Lashon Hara. Maybe it's because of the Kfira. So, the Gemara, Allah, my Rabbah, my Rishtokash, my Krah. Now, if you look at the Pasuk says, Vayamuso Anoshim,
So when the Torah describes these people, it says that who died? The emphasis again is on Lashon Hara, just like by the Moitzi Shemra. Right, there's other averas that are taking place in that story, but the emphasis is on the fact. Here too, the Torah says the same thing. And it's the emphasis on Meitzia Dibas Haaretz. Thus, you see, it was because of the Chet of Lashon Hara. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Essen is the emphasis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tested 10 times by Klal Yisrael. So, right, Essen Nisyonos or Asor Nisyonos Nisnas Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu usually tests us. But at the same time, right, Mesilas Yesharim in the beginning of the safe of beginning of Mesilas Yesharim says that everything is nesiyonis, right? Sometimes this is a nesiyon, sometimes that is a nesiyon, but we're put on this world to have nesiyonis and to do our best to try to overcome them. Klal Yisrael tested Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ese nesiyonis nisu aviseinu laKadosh Baruch Hu. What were these 10 nesiyonis? Shnayim bayam, 2 by the Yamsuf. Shnayim bamayim, 2 related to water. Shnayim baman. 2 related to the man, Shnayim b'slav, achas be'egol, v'achas v'midbas par, and that was the chet of the brand. So, Shnayim b'ayom, achas b'yirid, achas b'aliyah. Once before they went into the Yamsuf, and once, believe it or not, when they came out of the Yamsuf, b'yirid d'chsev ha'midli ein kvarim b'mitzrayim. So when they went into the Yamsuf, so the pasuk says that they were afraid, right? All of a sudden they see the Yam, the Mitzrayim are closing in on the other side, and they don't know what to do. So they turned to Moshe and they said, tell Moshe, what, was there a shortage of grave sites in Mitzrayim that you had to take us out of Mitzrayim into the Midbar to kill us here? So clearly they tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? They did an Avera. Ba'aliyo, where did they do an Avera when they came out of the Yam? Kedra Avuna, Dam Ravuna, Ravuna said, Yisrael Shabbat, Yisrael, Dam Ketani Abana Hoyo, that generation, Ketani Amara, Kedra Rabbe Bar Mor, Dam Rabbe Bar Mor, Ma'ayit Chseva Yamru Al Yam, Bi Yam Suf, Ayo Yishiyem, Lo Man Shemayim, Melam Yitzho Yisrael, Nam Rabbi Yisrael, Va'imrim, they said, Kishem Shano Oilu Mitzad Zeh, Kach Mitzrim Oilu Mitzad Acha. So they didn't cross the Yam Suf. And now they walk out of the Yam and they say to Moshe, I'm still scared because maybe, just like we made it out of the Yam, maybe the Mitzrayim are also going to make it out of the Yam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to the Sarash Yam and he said, spit them out into the dry land, let the Yidden see that they're dead. Meaning they were afraid, maybe they're not dead. The Yam didn't want to give up the Mitzrayim. You give me a gift and now you take it back? I want them, right? The Yam wanted the Mitzrayim. Says on my lois, he told him, do me a favor, spit the Mitzrayim out now, and I owe you. And not only will I give you back Mitzri for Mitzri, Egyptian for Egyptian, but I'll pay you 1.5 times. I'll pay you overtime, right? I'll give you 1.5 times. I'm a little fun of Rabbi Nishalayim. Klumi Yesh Evich Teveis. Rabbi says, I hear you telling me that you're going to pay me, but Lamaisa, what if you don't pay me? And now I'm going to have to ask you for it. Doesn't pass. An Evich should go to his Adoin and say, you know, you owe me based on a deal that we once made. So as a result, I don't know if I'm ever going to get it. I'm a little, he told him, Nachal Kishoin Yia Arev. Nachal Kishoin is going to be the Arev. And Rashi says that this loan, so to speak, was paid off in the story of Sisra and Shoiftim Perek Dalet. Either way, Miyad Potli Abasha, the Yam listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it spit out the Mitzrim, the Chziv, Vayar Yisrael, as Mitzrayim, Meisos Vasayam. Rashi brings in the Chumash that they were able to see the Mitzrim, look them in the eye. This was the Nazi that tortured me, right? They were able to look at their tormentors. It was an unbelievable Kiddush Hashem, but regardless, it was preempted by the fact that the Yidden were complaining and that we're even afraid that the Mitzrim were going to come out on the other side. That's the second time that the Yidden tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Yam. Once descending into the Yam, once on their way out to the Yam. Incidentally, there's a tois, very important toisus. Dibra maskel kishem sha'anu oilam mitzadzeh. There's even a little picture here on the side of the Gemara. It's good to go through that toisus, but toisus says a very important yisoid, a well-known yisoid, with regards to how exactly the Yidden crossed the Yam. They ended up on the same side. It was a semicircle. Ayin shab shnayim b'mayim. Do it twice that the Yidden tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu related to water. B'mara uberafid. B'mara d'chsev ayavoy marasa v'la yachlu lishtais. This is before Matan Torah. Right, they came to Mara, Esem mitzvah. So a lot happened by Mara. Mara is an interesting, sometimes overlooked little chapter in Parshas Beshalach. As the Yidden enter the Midbar, Kriyas Yamsuf, they're about to receive the Torah, they get mitzvahs in Mara, but the Yidden also complained in Mara. They were very thirsty, they had no water. Hashem made a miracle and there was water, but it was preempted again by the Yidden testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uksiv ayolin om ha-moshe, berafidim is the second time, uksiv ayachnu berafidim eimayim lishtois, uksiv ayorev ha-om in Moshe. Shnayim v'ma, incidentally there was a third time that the Yidden sinned regarding water. We'll get to that in a second. That's by the Mei Meriva, which resulted in Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock and not talking to the rock and eventually not being able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Gemara doesn't mention that. Gemara says, Shnayim B'mayim, the most famous one we forgot about. That's the head of the Mei Meriva. Shnayim B'mayim, twice with the man, Tichsiv. It says, Al Teitzu V'yeh. So the other weren't supposed to go out on Shabbos to collect the man, and they went out. Al Teisiru, the one supposed to leave over until the next day, V'yehsiru. Now the truth is, only two people that did this, Dasan V'Aviram. And even though it was only Dasan V'Aviram, it's still, the Gemara talks as if all of Klal Yisrael did it. Chet Chote Yisrael, the Gemara says, by Achan. You see, for me, the Kol Yisrael are Revim Zelazeh. And if Dasan and Aviram do an Avera, it's a reflection on every single yet. Shnayim Beslav, twice with the Slav, Beslav Rishon, Ubeslav Shleini, Beslav Rishon, it says, Beshavtein Watzar Basar. Right, you didn't come out of Mitzrayim, and they say, I wish we would have stayed in Mitzrayim, we would have been slaves, but at the very least, we'd have our red meat. Beslav Shleini, Vasafsov, Ashabagirbay, Parshas Balois, the ego. What about the ego? Kedise, that's well documented. But Midbar Parin, as it relates to the Miraglim, we don't need Pesukim for that either. That's the whole first half of Parshas. That's well documented as well. So again, what was the point? The point was that the Mishnah mentioned the Pasuk that there were 10 times HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I was tested, and the Gemara just went through the 10. What was the 10th one? That's the one that we're discussing now. That's Midbar Paran. That's just the location, the geographic part of the Midbar, where exactly the Chet of the Meraglim took place. Ultimately, it's Vayanasu Oisi Zeh, Zeh emphasis on the 10th one. The 10th one was the Chet of the Meraglim. And even though there's so many Averas intertwined with the Chet of the Meraglim, but it's Vayomusu Ho'anoshim Moitzie Dibas Ho'oretz. It's the fact that they spoke Lashon Hara, and that's the Hemshech we just mentioned. 50 shekel knas for Oinus HaMavanta, 100 shekel knas for a Moitzie Shemra. You see from here, Moitzie Shemra is worse than Oinus HaMavanta. That's with the Chet HaLoshon. That's only with the Chet of a Maisa. So we mentioned over here the 10 Nisyoinus that happened in the Midbar. Faith to Marshal, the obvious question. There were so many more. So we mentioned the third one related to Mayim. That's the Chet of the Mei Meriva. Marshal says, what about this week's Parsha? Parsha's Koyrach, right? Parsha's Koyrach. How is Koyrach not mentioned? But the Teretz is Pashat, says the Marshal. It's very, very Pashat. When did this happen? When did Hashem say, Vayanasu Oisizah Ezer Pavim? He said it by the Chet of the Meraglim. The Meraglim was the 10th one. That means up until that point, there had been 9. This was number 10. When did the Chet of the Meraglim take place? Vashana Hashenis, let's say Samim Mitzrayim. It happened in year 2 of the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar. After that, there was going to be the Chet of Koyrach. There was going to be Meriva happened years later. So other Averis were going to take place. There's no question. Marshal says there were other Averis that happened in the Midbar, right? We're just getting started in Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar has a lot of the Tlunois and the Taroimis of the Yidden. This theme. But in terms of at this juncture in Parsha Shlach, where we're up to the Chet of the Meraglim, that in of itself was the 10th one, but if you want to know there were more, of course there were more. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra. May dechsev mayitein lecha umayosen lach lashramia. So we're going to go through a lot of Gemaras now, pretty quickly. Gemaras that talk about Lashon Hara. Incidentally, if you want to really go through these Gemaras properly, the whole Sefer Shmiras HaLashon is the Maror Malkim for Erech and Daf Tezvav and Erech and Daf Tezayin. So the Chafetz Chaim goes through every single one of these Gemaras. Kedarkei BaKodesh, Betuv Tam. But either way, these are a Divrei Haggadah related for the most part to Lashon Hara. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Mayitein Lecha Umayosef Lach Lashon Remiya. Amalei HaKodesh Baruch Hu LaLashon. Kolei Varav Shaladam Skufin. All the limbs of a person stand upright. Va'ata mutal v'yu lie, talking to the tongue. Kalei varv shalom mibachotz, v'ata mibifnim, the tongue is inside the mouth. V'layoyed, ela sheikafti loch shtei koimois. But I gave you two walls. Achashal etzem, one is made of bone, those are the teeth. Achashal basa, one of them made of flesh, that's your lips. Mayitein l'cho, mayosef l'cho, what else do you want me to do? I mean, Hashem is talking to the tongue, he says, I'm trying so hard to protect you. You know, the chet of the lashon is so chamor. So I gave you all these shimrim, I mean, the tongue is the anomaly. But, you know, I can't do more than that. If someone speaks Lashon Hara, it's as if he was Kofer Beker. So the Pasuk is talking about people who are being Chayte with the Chet of the Lashon, Asher Amru Lil Shoynenu, and then it says, Mi Adayn Lano, so somehow it compares it to Kfir. Amru Ezim and Zimru, Kalam Sabbath Lashon Hara, Nagambal, if someone speaks Lashon Hara, he's going to be afflicted with Nagayim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Milashni Basesim Re'eyu, if someone speaks Lashon Hara about his friend in secret, Oysoy Atzmes, I will chop him down. Okay, the lashon that the Torah uses is atzmis. Uksiv hasam, and it says somewhere else regarding yovel latzmisos. Umetargaminon, the targum on the word smisos is lachalutin. Fitnan, it's a nice cheshbon. Ein be mitzayir muskul mitzayir muchlet elo priya frima. The word muchlet is a mitzayir term. What happens to a mitzayir gets negab. Oh, so you see from here, someone speaks lashon hara negayim bum. The shita mekubeses asks a bumba kasha on this gemara. There's a pasuk in Sefer Devarim Parshas Ki Seitze. The pasuk says hishomer mi negat saras. Person should be careful not to be afflicted with negam. Okay, what are you supposed to do? Somebody who doesn't want to be afflicted with negam, what should he do? So the next pasuk says, "Chayr Asha Asa Hashem Lekechel and Miriam." But Derech Beseisim Yitzrayim. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, and as a result, she was afflicted with tzaras. So if a person wants to make sure that he doesn't get negayim, don't speak Lashon Hara. What do you see from there? Lashon Hara causes negam. So Freik the Shita Bikubet says that you need a shtickle Torah, a cheshbin of all cheshbainers to come up. How do you know that if someone speaks Lashon Hara, negam balam bal? What was the cheshbin? That pasuk is referring to someone who speaks Lashon Hara. What's going to happen to Atzmis? Atzmis is Tzmisos. The targum on the word Tzmisos is Lachalutin. And there's a concept of a Mitzayra Mukhlet. It's a Mefurish of Parish in the Torah. Zuchar, Asha Asa, Lemiria, Vederech, Vetzeser, Mitzrayim. It's immediately following the pasuk of Yishama Benega Tzaras to teach me clearly that if you want to protect yourself from the God, don't do what Miriam did. Don't speak Lashon Hara. The Ramban, we're going to see tomorrow, holds it's a mitzvah essay dairaisa. So if that's the case, Lechura, why do we have to come on to this roundabout way? So again, we're going to have to wait for tomorrow. Another Hara, I saw in the Panim Yafos, the Chasam Sofer's Rebbe, he asks the Kasha that what happened, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was going back and forth with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe didn't want to be the Shliach. He felt that he's not the right person to be the Shliach to take the Inan Mitzrayim. So Vayayim Hashem lo yoyd, Havi no yodcha b'chekecha. Put your hand in your chik. Vayyava yodoy b'chekoy, Vayyotziya v'hine yodoy mitzayras kasholik. And Chazal say, why was yodoy mitzayraska? Why did he deserve that his hand should become white like snow? So Chazal say, it's because he spoke Lashon Hara on Klal Yisrael. What did he say? He said, "Dehem la yaminu be." He says, "No, you're telling me to go take the inanimate Mitzrayim. They're never going to listen to me." He spoke Lashon Hara on Klal Yisrael. So again, it's you see in a parasha Shmos. This would seem to be a little bit of a clearer makar than chalutin smisos ein bein mitzayrim muskel mitzayrim muchlet. So the Panim Yosef says that you can't bring a riot from there. He says, "You know why? Because that happened in a zman of Golos. This happened in Europe, 1942." This was at the peak of the war, where the concentration camps were raging. And that was a zman of hestoponim. It was a zman of rega koten azavtich. It was a time of kirega ba'apoy. And sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be'idin rischa, the Gemara says in Mesachtes Menaches, punishes even on an asay. What the rules and regulations of Oinshim and Averas were a little off at that point. So the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said the Himla Yaminubi, and then the next thing you know, his hand became white kasholeg, doesn't necessarily mean that when it's Olam Kimen Hagai Hoylech, that would be the punishment. The Rai is from what happened to Miriam. Miriam was Baderech Betzeischem Mitzrayim. That happened in the Zman of Geula. Oh, in the Zman of Geula, that's a Rai, that's the real Oinish. Half of a fellow. But either way, Zokta Gemara Vaitav Amra Yezeh Ben Zimra, Rabbi Yossi. Ben Zimros, Omer Ishlachish, I'm sorry. Mein Dichsib, Zois Tia Teres HaMetzoyro. Zois Tia Teres HaShol Moitzi Shemra. Metzoyro is Nutrikin. Moitzi Shemra, it's like an acronym that the parish of Negoim, which is of course parish of Metzoyro, happens for someone that's Moitzi Shemra. Omer Ishlachish. Mein Dichsib, Em Yishay Chanochash, Beloi Lachash, Ve'en Yisra in Lebala Lash. Las Lovim, Sechab, Tzikol, Chayz, Avoy, Seis, Nachash. All the Chayz are going to come to the Nachash. What is they going to say? I read Doris V'Oichel. A lion claws, and then he eats its prey. Zev, Toirei V'Oichel. A Zev does his thing. He rips it apart. Atama, no Yishlacha. Right, they're going to mock the snake. What anah do you have? Lahem is going to tell them, V'chima Yisra in the Bible. What about the person that speaks Lashon Hara? What anah does he have? He sits there and he babbles about somebody else, and for that he gives up so much. Someone speaks Lashon Hara is Averis. Go up to the Shemayim. Shenema shatu ba Shemayim piyem ulushoinam tihalach baritz. Shemayim, ulushoinam. Amr al-chizam ram ukf. Kol masapat Lashon Hara. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara deserves skilo. Ksiv hacha oisai atzmis. That's the pasuk we spoke at earlier. Ksiv hasam tzamtzu vabar chayoi vayadu evin pi. They threw stones at me. Amr al-chizam ram ukf. Kol masapat Lashon Hara. Makadosh baruchu. Aniva hu. Ein aniva hu yuchaylam lada baylam. Me and him and the masapat Lashon Hara can't live together. And then the pasuk continues and says, "Gva inayim urechav levav oisoy loy uchal al tikri loy uchal elo itay." I'm sorry, al tikri oisoy loy uchal elo itay loy uchal. I can't be with him. Who can I be with?
Meloshni bas esereyeyo. I can't be with the mesapel loshin harf. Ikedemasnila al gasi haruach. So this Gemara is more quoted regarding the ikedemasnila with regards to gaiva than with regards to the chet of the loshin hara, because the pasuk mentions meloshni bas esereyeyo, which is loshin hara, and then it says gvai naim ruchav levav, which is gaiva. Either way, oisai lo yuchal al tikri oisai lo yuchal ela itoi lo yuchal. Amar Rav Chizda, amar Maruk, akol mesapel loshin hara. Oimar Hakadosh Baruch Hu lesar shel gehenim. Ani olav mil maila. Hashem turns to the Sar of Gehenna and says, I'm going to be on top of the Mesapa Lashon Hara, v'ato aleinu mil mato, and you should focus on him, meaning let's both have our eyes on him. Nidu nano, and together we're going to judge. Shenema chitze giber shenunim im gachle resam ein chitz alo losho in shenema chitz shachot l'shayinu mim adiber. Chitz, you find sometimes is used, chitz is an arrow, but it's a metaphor sometimes for the losho. Right? Why is it referred to as an arrow? The Gemara is going to say. Because just like an arrow, the archer stands here and he can shoot it really, really far. Somebody speaks Lashon Hara, you never know how far your words are going to travel. So you have the Chitze, which is the Lashon, Gibar, that's a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Gachli Rasamim, that's Sarish Al Gehenim, so he's surrounded. What's that? Someone speaks Lashon Hara, so what should he do? Okay, unfortunately, it was nichshal on lashon hara. Im tamud chachamu, if he knows how to learn Torah, yasik b'Torah, he should learn Torah. Shenema marpe lashon eitz chaim, vein lashon el lashon hara, shenema chetchachum lashonim, vein eitz al Torah, shenema eitz chaim ilam achzikim ba. So what's the marpe lashon? What's the refuah for the chet of the lashon? Eitz chaim ilam achzikim ba. Vema ma'aretzu, let's say he's not able to learn Torah, yashpul daitoi, he should act with humility. Shenemar v'selef ba sheve barachar. V'achub Reb Chanina oimer. Siper ein loy takana. I disagree with Bacha said. If someone speaks Lashon Hara, there's no takana. Shekvar korsoi David beruach HaKodesh. Because David al-Charedi knocked him off. Shenemar yachreis Hashem kol sifsei chalokois. Hashem is going to cut off all sifsei chalokois. People that talk smoothly. Lashon medaberes gedoylois. And the Lashon that speaks gedoylois. And gedoylois, as we'll see in a moment, is Lashon Hara. So once a person speaks Lashon Hara, there is no Eitzer. What's the Eitzer that a person shouldn't come? Well, how do you prevent Lashon Hara? Same two things, but not as refuah after the fact, but more as preventative measures. Chafetz Chaim says that, of course, there's no such thing of there not being true, but the Rambam says, even after he brings the list of people, she'ein lam chelik lo'ilam habi, he says, that's all if you don't do tshuva. But if a person does tshuva, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad yoy moysoy techakalai. So what does he mean? Chafetz Chaim says what he means, but regardless, either we don't paskin like this last halacha, or this memra means something else. But regardless, halacha l'maisa, there's no such thing that there's no tshuva, even for the chet of Lashon Hara. Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, kala mesaper Lashon Hara, magdala voynitz kenega tshuva. If somebody speaks Lashon Hara, his averos are so big, they're equal, that one aver of Lashon Hara is equal to the three averos chamures. Avodas Klechavim, Gilui Arayi, Shvichas Dam. How do you know that? Because Ksivach, it says over here, Lashon Medaberes Gedoilois. Uksivach, Avodas Klechavim, by Avodas Zohar, it says, Anachachata Ha'am Hazeh Chata Gedoilois. You find the word Gedoilois. Bigil Arayi, Ksiv, Ve'eich Esa Hara HaGedoilois Hazois. You see the same word Gedoilois. Uvet Shvichas Damim, Kayin said, Godel Avodim in the side. Either way, so you see that this is Gedoilois, that's Rabin, equal to the three Averis Chamurais, all of which are called Gedoilah. Freit, the Gemara, Gedoilah is in entirety. Maybe it's only two. Maybe it's equal to two out of three. The Gemara says, Haminah Mafka. Which one are you going to take out? Incidentally, we just had this Yisayt earlier, Daftalit, where you find this concept that if you don't know which one to exclude, you just exclude all of them. Either way, B'marav Amri, Loshon Klisoi, in Marav and Eretz Yisrael, they used to say that the tongue, the Loshon, is the third person, Kotel Klisoi, and he kills three people. He's the third person, meaning Reuven does something to Shimon. So who's the rabble-rouser? The third person comes, and he tells the other person what happened. So he's the third person, he's the third wheel in this story, right? And he kills three people. Hargul l'mesaproi, u l'mekabloi, u l'oimroi. Number one, he kills the one, he himself, the person who's being mekabel the Lashon Hara, and the person that he's speaking it about. Amr Abcham, Rab Chanin, Ma'idich Siv, Moves v'chayim b'yad ha-loshim, chiyesh yad v'd Lashon, ha-chayim v'ha-moves b'yad ha-loshim, Moves v'chayim b'yad ha-loshim. Does the Lashon have a yad? There's no handle. Le'me l'cham, ma-yad m'miso, just like the hand can kill, ha-floshim m'miso, so too the tongue can kill. I-ma-yad, in-ma-miso, l'b'samach, ha-floshim m'miso, l'b'samach, just like the hand can only kill, right? How far can your hand stretch? So maybe the lashon can only kill what's next to it. It's like an arrow. An arrow can go really far. No, it can go all the way to the, even further than an archer, up to the shemayim. So why does it have to, why do we have to compare it to an arrow if we know already that the power of lashon hara, the speech can go up to the shamayim, so obviously it can go like an arrow. Hakomashwan the katol kechetz, that it kills like a chetz. How so? You don't see it, right? An archer is like a sniper; he can hide, and you don't even see where it's coming from. That's lashon hara is similar to that. Maves v'chayim biyada lashon lamali. What's that coming to teach me? Look at the Rava. Amar Rava, the boy chayim belishne, the boy misa belishne. If somebody wants chayim, all he needs to do is say the right things, learn Torah. And if somebody wants misa, all he has to do is say the wrong things. Either way, we'll stop here, or we'll exhale here, and just a little bit of raid as it relates to lashon hara. So one hara, that is that we're talking about. Lashon hara is, I think, the best place to start in terms of understanding a little bit of time that we'll have over the next few days to talk about lashon hara is the Chafetz Chaim's Hakdama to his Sefer Chafetz Chaim. And when he begins his Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he actually starts it very, very poetically. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael asher hivdilonu mikol ha'amim v'nlasan lanu teirasai v'hichnisanu l'eretz ha'kodesh. Again, this is Sefer Chafetz Chaim that Beis Amin Aleph. This is literally Bereshis Baruch Lekim of the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. So he begins, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch, who separated us from all the nations. He gave us the Torah. He took us into Eretz Yisrael. Kidei sheniske lekayim kol mitzvoisav. V'kol kavanasai hu rak l'toiv aseinu. Everything Hashem did, this is Derech Hashem, Ramchal 101. Everything Hashem did for us was l'toiv aseinu. Kidei shal yedeze nia kidoishem eilov. K'may shekasa l'man tiskru v'asisem es kol mitzvoisai. V'yisem kidoishem le'lokeichem. And by us being kedoshim, we'll have the ability to be mekabel all the hashpoyos toivos and all the chesed in olam hazeh, and then eventually in olam haba. And not just that, says the Chafetz Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the kli chemdasai. He gave us the Torah, and he told us to keep it, and he said he'll do everything he can to make sure we keep it. Ki lekach toim nasati lechem torosei al tazoivu. Two paragraphs of backdrop to what the Chafetz Chaim is about to say in terms of this setup. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, Nisim and Afloys, brought us into Eretz Yisrael, gave us the Torah, gave us Shabbos, gave us an ability to live an elevated life. And then we had a Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed temporarily, but we got it back, and we had it again for 420 years, Friday's daf. And then it was destroyed since Sveitin Mal, and this time we didn't get it back. And we're in Galus now already 2,000 years because of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. And everything that Hashem had intended for Klal Yisrael, Bereishis, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis, the whole Tachlis of Bris Olam, this whole wonderful idea of Asher Hivdilanu Mikol Ha'amim, V'nasan Lanu Teirasei V'chnisanu L'Eretz HaKodesh, has been gone for the last 2,000 years. Why? Because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We're in Galus. We don't have... Why don't we have the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Chafetz Chaim. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma Daf Tes. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the three Averis Chamurais. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayah, Shvichas Damim. Why was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed? The Gemara says because there was Sinas Chinam. And here the Chafetz Chaim says a Chiddush. He says, really, if you think about it, where do you find that because of the Averis of Sinas Chinam, there should be such an Oynish, such a horrible punishment of Golos, of Churban Beis HaMikdash, of the whole Tachlis of the Bria suddenly being off? Off track because of the Chet of Sinas Chinam. He says, you don't find it anywhere. Says the Chafetz Chaim, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. I'm going to be megalit you a story that people don't realize. You know why the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? It wasn't because of Sinas Chinam. It was because of Lashon Hara. The Yidden spoke Lashon Hara, and because they spoke Lashon Hara, Hashem destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. And he says, for Lashon Hara, go through the sugis in Erech and Daf Tes Vav, and Daf Tes Nayim. We saw some of them already. You see how horrible the Oynish is for someone that speaks Lashon Hara. And the Chafetz Chaim says, I'm going to write a whole sefer now where you're going to see how horrible the punishment is for somebody that speaks Lashon Hara. And that's Ma'od Matim with Churban Bayesheni. Churban Bayesheni was a real life embodiment and manifestation of all these divrei agada that we just learned. Shatu Shamayim, it's Gadol, Kineged the Gimel Averis Chamurais, because for Lashon Hara you find such a terrible Einish. Then why did Chazal say Sinas Chinam? If it's Lashon Hara, why did it say Sinas Chinam? Says the Chafetz Chaim, Sinas Chinam was the root cause, but the effect, the Avera that was done, was Lashon Hara. What happened was the Yidden had Sinas Chinam. And because they had Sinas Chinam, they spoke Lashon Hara. So you want to know what the Avera was that caused the Churban Habayis? It wasn't Sinas Chinam.
You don't find for sinas chinam such a. If the Yidden would have sinas chinam and they would have kept it inside and they wouldn't have acted upon it, they'd be over like sisnas achicha b'vavecha. But for that, you don't have erichin daf tezvav and erichin daf tezayin. For that, you don't have the sefer shmiras haloshen. It's because they spoke lashon hara, and they spoke lashon hara. That's where the avera was. You want to know what was at the root of the lashon hara? What was at the root of the lashon hara? What was at the root of the lashon hara was the chet of sinas chinam. Sinas chinam was the root. That was the cause. But the avera that ultimately caused churban beis hamikdash was lashon hara. We just began the daf, or this part of the daf, talking about the meraglim. And the Gemara says that even though the meraglim did so many different averas, but at the end of the day, what caused the meraglim's downfall? And what was the reason that all the terrible klolos, asher nishbati ba'api, yivayin amanu chasi, that entire Dar HaMidbar, the Dar Deya that stood at Har Sinai, would never make it into Eretz Yisrael? So the pasuk says, Vayamuso anoshim maitziyei dibas ha'aretz. It's because they spoke Lashon Hara in Eretz Yisrael. They were kaifrim, and there was gaiva, kimavur besvarim akdoshim. But at the end of the day, what was the downfall? Vayamuso anoshim maitziyei dibas ha'aretz, ro b'magefo lefnei Hashem. I saw in Rav Pam Sefer, Atar Lamelech, he asks a ha'aret. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Perikuvav. The pasuk is going through the different averos and the trials and tribulations of the Yidden in the Midbar, the parashas that we're learning right now. And the pasuk says, when it comes to the chet of the meraglim, vayimasu b'eretz chemda, the Yidden were disgusted the eretz chemda with Eretz Yisrael, leheminu l'dvarei. What was the aver of the meraglim? It was vayimasu b'eretz chemda. They didn't like Eretz Yisrael. They had sinned towards Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Pam Shtelzach with the obvious question, that was the aver? There was kvira, there was this, there was that. And at the end of the day, the Gemara says in Erech and Daf Tes Vav Manav, what was the real reason? What was the real reason for the Churban? Vayamuso anoshim moitzi adibas haaretz rabim agef. It boiled down to Lashon Hara. So it wasn't vayamasu beretz chemda. It was because of the chet of Lashon Hara. But I think the Teretz is pashat. Pam says a beautiful pshat. But I think the Teretz is pashat. Of course the Avera was Lashon Hara. But what caused the Lashon Hara? The Meraglim didn't speak Lashon Hara al Chaveroi. They spoke Lashon Hara al Eitzim Vavonim, like the Gemara says. They spoke Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael. Had they had a hava towards Eretz Yisrael, they would have never spoken Lashon Hara. The reason they spoke Lashon Hara was because Vayimasu Beretz Chemda. They had sinna towards Eretz Yisrael, the same way the Yidden had sinas chinam during Vayisheni. Sinas chinam caused the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it wasn't really sinas chinam. It was really Lashon Hara. But the cause of the Lashon Hara was the sinas chinam. It's in that same vein. It was Vayimasu Beretz Chemda. It was the sinna that the Dor had towards Eretz Yisrael that caused the fact that the Yidden wouldn't be able to enter Eretz. What do you mean? I thought it was Lashon Hara. No. It was Vayimasu Beretz Chemda. That was the Sibah. You want to know at the end of the day why they didn't enter Eretz Yisrael? They didn't enter because of the Lashon Hara that they spoke. Well, what caused the Lashon Hara? This is the cause and the effect. The cause of Churban Vayisheni was sinas chinam. The effect was Lashon Hara. The cause of the chet of the meraglim was Vayimasu Beretz Chemda. The effect was the Lashon Hara. In fact, if you look at Rashi in Tehillim, it's Perek Kuf Vav, it's Pasuk of Dalet. Vayimasu Beretz Chemda b'shleich meraglim. Vayitziu diba al haaretz. Of course it's Vayitziu diba al haaretz. At the end of the day, it boiled down to the Lashon Hara. But what was the cause of the Lashon Hara? The cause of the Lashon Hara was Vayimasu Beretz Chemda. You know, we began the daf that with the idea that Oynes HaMafater pays 50 shekel and the Meitzit Shema pays 100 shekel. It's like the Mishnah, you see from there, Nimtza HaOymer B'fiv Chomor Min Oysa, which is counterintuitive, because usually Lav She'yesh B'Maisa is more Chomor than Lav She'yesh B'Maisa. But over here, when it comes to this Dinei Shamayim, HaOymer B'fiv is Chomor, it's more Chomor than Oysa Maisa. The question is why? The question is why, but I think the Teretz is Pashat as well. So we mentioned before the Chafetz Chaim's Hakdama to his Sefer Chafetz Chaim. So this is not from the Chafetz Chaim's Hakdama to Sefer Chafetz Chaim. This is from the Chafetz Chaim's Hakdama to Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. So in his Hakdama to Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, so he talks about why Lashon Hara is so Chamer, and he says as follows. He says the reason Lashon Hara is so Chamer is because Lashon Hara is an Aveira that a person does with his Lashon. He does it with his tongue. He does it with his mouth. He doesn't do it with any of his other Evarim. What's the difference? So he says, based on the Targum Unkelis in Parashas Bereshit, the pasuk says, "Vayitzar Hashem alikim es ha'adam, afer min ha'adama, vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, vayihi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya." Zok the Targum, "Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim." Hashem literally blew a neshama into Adam. And what happened? After he had his neshama, vayihi ha'odom l'nefesh chaya. Zok Rashi, unafach be'apoyi nishmeso dechaye, unkelis, v'hava ba'odom l'ruach memalala. After Adam got his neshama, he was able to talk. He had a ruach mamala. You see from here that the koich hadibur comes from the neshama. It comes from an eva ruchni. It's not an eva gashmi. It comes from an eva ruchni. Says the Chafetz Chaim that every person's evarim have an ability to be boino machriv. They have an ability to build and destroy and to do things in the olamos. Spoke out not so long ago from Reb Chaim Volozhin in the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, who says that that's the Tzelem Elikim. Elikim is the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's of Takiv, Ba Yucheilas, Ba Koichas Kulam. Tzelem means that we are Me'ein. We're in the Dmus, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That just like HaKadosh Baruch has an ability to be Bainu Machriv, we have the ability to be Bainu Machriv as well. So anytime we do anything, we're being Bainu Machriv. But says the Chafetz Chaim that the potency of what comes about through our actions are much more severe. They're much more at stake when it comes to the Lashon than it comes to the other Evarim. Because the other Evarim are Evarim Gashmiim. The Lashon comes from where? Where did the Ruach Mamalala come from? Vayipach ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. That's the Nishon. Man de nafich medilei nafach. So it's an Ever Ruchni. I mean that it's an Ever Ruchni. So the ramifications are going to be much greater. Right? There's much more at stake. There's nuclear ramifications. Other Evarim are Evarim. The Lashon is a nuclear Aver. It has much more Kayach. That's why, says the Chafetz Chaim, you find that Lashon Hara is Shakul Keneged, the Gimel Averis Chamurais. And that's why you find, on the flip side, Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. It's Zelu Mazeh. What does Talmud Torah have to do with Lashon Hara? Right, the Gemara says, if somebody speaks Lashon Hara, Maita Kante, you should learn Torah. What's the connection between Torah and Lashon Hara? The Lashon, that's the connection. So when someone speaks Lashon Hara, he's speaking Lashon Hara with his Lashon. If somebody learns Torah, he's learning Torah with his Lashon. And being that it's the Lashon, it's this Ever Ruchni, it's Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim, which is the source of the Ruach Memalala, it's for that reason that the poem says, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nimtza, it comes out that someone who does an Avera with his Dibur is more Chomer than someone who does an Avera with his Maisa. What does that mean? It's not like an irony. No. It's precisely that way. Because if you do an Avera with your Dibur, you're using the Ruach Memalala. You're using the Neshama that Hashem gave you for an Avera. That has nuclear effects. And as a result, the outcome can be much more severe. That's why it's more chomer. And it plays itself out with regards to this knas. My Shema's knas is 100 shekel, whereas the Einas Mefadis knas is only going to be 50 shekel, as opposed to with all the others. But it goes both ways. It goes same in the Tzadak Tuma, where you find the Lashon Hara shekel connected the other others, and you see it signed in the Tzadak Tusha, where you find that Talmud Torah shekel connected the other others as well. I was thinking, what if somebody texts Lashon Hara, right? Social media, the concept of Lashon Hara that the Gemara said that it goes to Shamayim, you're like a sniper, you don't know where it's coming from, you can't see it coming, it can go really, really far, it can cause tremendous churban in the world, right? That's something that's much more manifest in the world of technology, in the world of social media that we live in right now. But it's not being done with the Lashon. Right, the Chafetz Chaim's emphasis in the beginning of Sefer Shmiras HaLashon is you're using your Lashon. Your Lashon, that's the Ruach Memalala. That's the Neshama. You're using the Eva Ruchni. The Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. Right, you're using the Eva Ruchni. So because you're using the Eva Ruchni, that's what gives it such a chaymer. I mean, you would think Lashon Hara in today's day and age is so much more chaymer. Because that concept of it going ad l'shamayim is manifest on levels that's mind-boggling. But at the same time, it's not being done. It's not being done with the Kayach HaLashon. Either way, just a little bit of food for thought. Just getting started in these next few dafin, a lot of Divrei Agada, a lot of classic Gemaras, and a lot of important Yesoidis, Agadati Yesoidis.